Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to thank you and the ranking member for your hard work on this. I can't help but thinking about the farm kid from Iowa and the gray panther from the Pacific Northwest somehow shaking their proverbial fist at big drug pricing. And so this member certainly appreciates your David versus Goliath approach in working together in a bipartisan fashion. I also want to say that as a member of this committee for a long time, I can only remember a couple of times, maybe only once, where we not only had a CBO score that said something was going to reduce costs, but there was agreement in a bipartisan fashion to what CBO said. That's almost like agreeing to move the Washington Monument and agreeing where to move it to. It just doesn't happen. And so I appreciate the fact that you were able to succeed in getting this CBO score saying that we are going to save the drug purchasing public money as it relates to Medicare. My constituents understand when you buy in bulk, you get a discount. That's the Costco model. And as a Northwest company, we see that all of the time and wonder why we can't have the same kinds of access in other areas. So the fact that this provision will help 43 Americans and 830,000 Washingtonians with Medicare Part D and getting them a better deal than they get today is a huge benefit. This committee's bill takes a meaningful step towards strengthening Medicare's hand in purchasing prescriptions, and as the CBO score has said, by $31 billion as a result to what the pharmacy counter would be. So just as the product manufacturer is forced to sell to Costco under a discount, this is basically saying if you want to sell into the Medicare market, you're going to have to give us this discount. So while I don't think it's full price negotiation, and I certainly support giving Medicare full negotiation opportunities to drive down costs, Medicare D pays 80% more of what the VA pays for the same generic drugs. So if we could achieve that, we would be doing something really phenomenal for the individual seniors and others who are getting so hit and face financial ruin just because of drug pricing. I thank the ranking member and the chair for including language in this bill about more information on drug transparency pricing and worked with Senator Lankford on this. I'm going to continue to work on this on the Commerce Committee, and also language in here to get us more information about why insulin and other drug shortages are causing and wreaking such havoc in the market for us. We have to come up with better solutions on those problems for our consumers. But again, thank you to Chairman Grassley and Ranking Member Wyden. Yeah.